This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Among the worst kept secrets in the global economy is the fact that we're all spying on each other. Sometimes it's good old corporate espionage. What's the next trick up Ford's sleeve? Or what might Apple hit us with in a month or two? But sometimes it's a bit more ominous. The Pentagon's latest report to Congress on the threat posed by the Chinese military is Exhibit A today. For the first time, the Obama administration says the Chinese government is out to get us, cyber-wise, on both national security and corporate networks. Kim Zetter is a senior writer at Wired magazine. Kim, it's good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you too, Kai.
This is, it seems to me, official confirmation of this thing that we have all known for a good long while now, right? That the Chinese are cyber spying on us. Does it come at a convenient time for us as we try to think about cyber warfare in this country?
There is a timing that's important to note here. Congress is trying to push through cybersecurity legislation, and lobbyists are trying to push it through as well. And there is a very, protracted fight that's been going on for the last couple of years, and it's gotten a bit angrier this year.
So what's happening in the background then? Are big cybersecurity firms buying up little tiny cybersecurity firms, and just are they going to turn into big sort of behemoths like we have come to know and love in defense contracting?
Well, actually, what's happening is defense contractors are buying up cybersecurity firms. And so what they are seeing is, there's a lot of money to be made in government contracts for cybersecurity. And defense contractors haven't traditionally been in this field. And so rather than trying to build up the capability from scratch, they are, purchasing whole hogs cybersecurity firms to get those contracts.
I imagine it's a two-way street, right? I mean, these defense contractors and cybersecurity firms conduct offensive operations, if you will. They are engaged by the government in figuring out how we can do these things. But also, I imagine they are targeted by the Chinese.
Yes. Their networks are often the weaker choke point for foreign adversaries. If the federal government has classified information, it's oftentimes kept on systems that aren't connected to the internet. Whereas when you've got a defense contractor, you've got a little more, fudging in the networks. They're not quite air-gapped in the same ways. And you have a lot of employees that you can target in order to get into systems.
You guys pointed out in Wired not too long ago that there's this commercial web in cybersecurity and military affairs and all this stuff. I mean, we now, the Pentagon, I guess, contracts with a Chinese satellite company to provide satellite coverage for American soldiers in Africa. I mean, there's all kinds of things going on.
Yeah, this was a pretty wild story because, on the one hand, we are pointing the finger at China and beating the drum saying that they are trying to steal our data. And on the other hand, the Defense Department is turning around and contracting with a satellite firm that is overseen by China in order to transmit military communication. So you've got, a double problem here is one, you're complaining that they're coming after our data. On the other hand, you're handing them the data. So it's hard to complain afterwards if they steal it.
Yeah, make up your minds, right?
There's another sort of possibility here, and that is that this may be sort of a counterintelligence operation. We contract with the Chinese to send our data, and it's really disinformation that we're sending over those tubes, and we're hoping that they decrypt it.
Oh, man, that's too hard. Come on.
Yeah, right? Is your head hurt on that?
Yeah, a little bit. Kim Zetter, she's a senior writer at Wired magazine. She covers cybersecurity for him. Kim, thanks a bunch.
You're welcome.